Speaking of festive, we're being very festive today. We're talking Christmas and specifically Christmas presents. And how long you as a son or a daughter should continue to get Christmas presents. Because my mom asked me last week when I was home, so what big item do you want for Christmas? And I go, how long are we going to be doing that? It's like, you guys don't need to keep on getting us that stuff forever. I know you may think I'm foolish to try to turn down presents like this, but, you know, they don't need to keep on getting us big stuff every year. But they like it, and they don't have any plans on ever stopping. Going to keep on keeping on with the gift giving.
So what big item do you want this
Christmas? When do you get cut off? At first, I was like, I was thinking about the Nintendo Wii or something. What was your guess?
Hot air balloon?
Not a hot air balloon. Nothing that expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was thinking Nintendo Wii at some point, but now I'm like, eh. I think I want a couple studio monitors for my apartment.
Yeah.
You know, so that I can hook my keyboard back up and make it sound good and, you know, have monitors to hear it with. It's crazy. Go ahead. What do you think the cutoff is for the old Christmas presents from the parents?
My parents, who are like 40 and up, I don't know how old my stepdad is, they still get presents from their parents, so my grandparents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a lot of presents?
No, I mean, it's like my, they'll get them like one gift for the both of them, like something for the house or whatever, and then they'll each get like a single gift, like a sweater or a pair of Dockers or something.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
A pair of Dockers.
And then just like little things that they need, like if my stepdad needs more work gloves, they'll get him that. But I mean, it's okay. Not like they're showering with gifts like when they were five. But
I gotcha.
Still
so you're still covered right now?
Yeah, I'm still covered. I got cut off from one side of the family. Like everybody used to get everyone 18 and under. Everybody would buy like one gift for them.
Uh-huh.
But now we put our names in a hat and we draw.
Yeah.
One, and so we get like one gift from someone else in the family, then a gift from the grandparents. So
uh-huh.
That side to get cut off just a little bit.
But. Yeah, that's another good question because me and my brothers and my sister-in-law, we still exchange gifts pretty regularly. Does that continue indefinitely also?
Well, on the one side of my family, it does. Like my mom will get her sister and her brother-in-law something and vice versa.
Yeah.
But on the other side, let's say my mom draws one of her brothers-in-law, then she'll get that one person.
Okay, it's still that same out-of-the-hat deal.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Huh, that's so... Because you've never seen, or at least I haven't, I don't... Well, growing up, I never saw, like, my grandparents giving either one of my parents that much stuff, you know what I mean? So it's just odd to me to see this continuing on like this.
It's not... I mean, that's all I've seen when growing up, you know, my grandparents on the one side getting presents for my mom and my aunt and stuff, but
what present do you want this year?
What present do I want this year?
Yeah.
A new car.
A guitar?
No, a new car.
Oh. Wow, a new car. That's pretty big.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, go for the guitar. That was a better idea.
No, I don't like guitars.
What? You don't like guitars? It's cool just to have a guitar around so people... Well, yeah, it's still... People think you can when they walk in. Oh, you play guitar? Yeah, but my fingers right now. No.
Yeah, my fingers are all broken right now.
Exactly.
So
see?